Hello, and welcome to the Nintendo Teens Podcast. I'm your host, Tommy Savoia, and this is my co-host,
Tia Savoia.
Today, we're going to talk about Sonic Lost World, the new Sonic game that is going to be released in October. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com, where you can read up on our blog or listen to our podcast. You can also visit or join our forums at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. Okay, so, Sonic Lost World, the new news on it is that it's delayed a week later to October 29th as opposed to October 22nd.
It's just a week, though. I mean, everyone's getting all frustrated about it being delayed a week, but I can wait a week. I mean,
I'm not going to get it on launch day. I mean, I don't have a Wii U. Scream at me, people, if you would like, but I am trying to get one.
No, it's fine, I'm sure, because there's still plenty of people that haven't gotten a Generation 8 console yet.
Anyway, I'm probably not going to buy the Wii U version when it comes out, because the 3DS version looks so much better.
Still like to try the Wii U version. I mean, I'm sure there are differences, you know, especially with the Wii U pad, different features that can come with that.
I mean, there's some screenshots released where the 3DS version, it's like a Sonic version of Super Mario 3D Land, and that's what I've always wanted. Actually, what I've always wanted is a 3DS port of Sonic Adventure, but this is about as close as it's going to get.
Actually, what I've been wanting is, like, another Sonic Adventure game. Like, a whole new one, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, they haven't released the, or announced the third Sonic thing in the partnership. And they announced Olympics. They announced Sonic Lost World. I think the Olympics is kind of overrated. I mean, okay, Winter Olympics, HD, new stuff. It's not really different. I didn't get the first two. I bought the London 2012 Olympics. That's a good one because it had football in it. Not American football, the worldwide football.
Yeah, that's basically the majority of what we played on that game. We're just like, sometimes we do, well, most of the time we work together. At times we go against each other. But it's addicting.
Nobody knows what the third one's going to be, but it was hinted on, I believe, Twitter that a crossover kart racing game was going to be made. I don't know, because I'd kind of like to see more Sonic characters in a racing game, like Silver or Blaze or Vector or Espio. But they're already having a new Mario Kart 8 released for the Wii U, so I don't know.
I mean, well, it's still kind of likely, but yeah, because with Nintendo just recently making the new Mario Kart game, well, actually, it's not even out yet, is it? Is it?
No, it comes out later.
But with
2014 or something.
Yeah, with Nintendo just like, well, with the kart racing game coming out pretty soon, I guess, and kind of soon, I don't know. Well, they're not, I mean, Nintendo, I don't know, they just don't seem like they would be making two kart racing games in a row.
Well, they do have a load of Mario platformer games. Anyway,
yeah.
The third game isn't what we're going to talk about today. We're actually going to focus more on Sonic Lost World, because if we focus on something that doesn't exist, then we will go nowhere.
Oh, yeah, let's start talking about the gameplay. How it seems so far.
Just to let everyone know that my sister and I are longtime Sonic fans. This is my first favorite series.
I'm the one that got him into Sonic.
They brought back the Super 8 Peelout from Sonic CD, and a new kind of level style, like cylindrical. It's like Super Mario Galaxy, except it's Sonic is running on a cylinder, and you can go upside down wherever you want. And it shows some boss battles with the Deadly Six, the new villains that are in the game. in this sort of round planet, and you have to run away from
sort of round
the little blue guy, Zik.
I can't remember all the names of these guys because I've only seen their names a few times.
It's like supersonic galaxy.
But with him kind of running on cylinders, you know how like cylinders remind me of cans, and now especially that one Windy Hill stage, I keep imagining Sonic running on Pringles cans. It's like...
Well, actually, it's not all cylinders. It has some 2D levels.
Well, yeah, but the cylinders.
They're... Since Sonic Unleashed, they have been mixing 3D and 2D. And then they have some ones where you don't do anything, and Sonic's just running, and you have to just tap the joystick or whatever, make him go side to side. Or make them jump and that kind of stuff. But, you know, they're giving out, these are awesome gameplays. You can play in 2D, you can play in cylinder, you can do infinite running levels. But, since there's probably going to be limited levels per each world, giving all these styles of gameplay, you're only going to get, like, small chunks of each type of gameplay. I mean, Mario Galaxy, it had a lot of stages. I mean, a lot. And I think they did have some 2D levels. But Sonic isn't well known for having lots of levels in his game. He's pretty notorious for having, like, short stories and stuff like that. Especially with Sonic Generations, not counting Sonic Colors, because those were little tiny, I like to call them mini-games, where some of them you're just grinding, and it takes only, like, a minute to get through them. So I don't know if Sonic Colors counts or not for, like, lots of levels.
I don't know, because, I mean, Sonic Colors mostly concentrated on that gimmick with the Wisps, and, oh, you know, the Wisps are kind of returning in Sonic Lost World, and there's a few new ones.
Yeah, that's more new gameplay stuff.
Yeah. But it's kind of still... It's still the same gimmick, though.
Wisps also remind me that there's going to be two-player in Sonic Lost World, which is sort of new for the series, actually. Except, it's not... Well, it's sort of new, old, or it's returning from, like, Sonic 2, but it's not... Don't think you're going to be controlling, like, Tails or Eggman or something, because you're going to play a little... remote control thingy, I don't know, a little remote control thingy sent from the 3DS, and I'm curious if you actually need a 3DS if you want to do two-player on the Wii version, because I'm probably going to get both versions 5 years after it releases, going to get one version around launch day, probably, but I'm not going to buy two versions just to do two-player on one of them. It's either one or the other.
Like, they're forcing you to buy both games if you want to play with another person. But, are they really going to be doing that?
I don't know, because it says you can send stuff from the 3DS version, little UFO thingies or remote control devices you made, into the Wii version, the Wii U version. But, I'm not sure if you really need the 3DS or not, because if that's it, then some people are just going to forget all about doing two-player on the Wii version, because if I remember correctly, the 3DS version of Sonic Generations outsold all the other ones. The 3DS version looks just as good as the Wii U one right now, and it's cheaper, and it's portable. So, I think it's a really easy, it's really easy to tell which one's going to outsell the other one.
Yeah, although, you never know when things might turn around. Sometimes that kind of thing happens, but... it's probably going to be pretty predictable this time. I don't know. Well, maybe not. What about the parkour?
Yeah, parkour. I played Sonic Generations on the 3DS. And, a little bit on the PC version. And, when you're running, you hit a wall... And, you have to, let's say, like, there's a ledge you have to jump over, you hit it by accident, and you have to either jump and do an air dash or something to make yourself go faster, or just keep on running, because Or if you want to make a jump, you're going to have to go all the way back and start running from where you started if you want to make a jump. Now, parkour system, you can, like, there's a tree. The trailer showed Sonic running into the tree, and he goes up it and gets the red star coin, and he runs down.
Red star coin. Sorry, that just reminds me a little bit of Mario.
I don't really get the red stars. Well, there was something else that he would collect in the other...
Another stuff Sonic has collected other than rings. He's collected, like, emblems.
Yeah, the emblems. I think those are actually better than the red stars. I mean, I like nostalgia, because our favorite Sonic games were the Adventure series, and...
Not massive nostalgia, though, but, you know...
Like, the Super 8 Peel-Out, which you just have to hold the... usually either the left or the right trigger in order to run, so you can just run whenever you want, or you can just stop whenever you want. So you're not going to have problems with momentum. If you hold the triggers to run, but I don't know, I mean... I don't really use the triggers on my DS that much, and who knows how much I'll be using on a Wii U gamepad. It's gonna be, I don't know if how easy or hard it's gonna be to hold down the, I never actually have played a demo of it before, but I'm just curious as to how it's gonna be like to hold down the trigger almost the whole level. Because I've held down the trigger for some games for a long time, and it gets annoying, and sometimes I accidentally let go, and that's gonna make me die, or whatever.
Also, I you know, this is slightly off topic with what you're talking about, but I kind of had to mention this. Now, there was the, trailer that was revealed just kind of recently. I don't know if they released the trailer in English, but I've been seeing some stuff with, like, promotional stuff and pictures, involving promos, like, with there's this, like, you can get Omo Chow in the game, like, as one of the robots to help you. There's one that looks like Sonic, and it kind of looks creepy. And then there's, like, a gold Omo Chow, but, in the trailer, like, I've seen the Japanese one, but, at the end of it, I noticed there was, Amy might have a significant role in the story, because she was holding the translator, and she was in some sort of place where there was, like, lots of light or something going on, but... It's just like, it was like just for a split second at the very end of the trailer, so it might have some significance in the story. Like, maybe Amy's gonna go back to, like, having a bit of more of a significant role in the story instead of, just chasing Sonic all day.
Yeah, this is, from the new trailers released recently. Just to recap, we were talking about Sonic Lost World. And, it will be released in October, and it is for the 3DS and Wii U. 3DS version is $40, Wii U version is, I think it was $60. It's kind of a lot for a, I don't know. But, yeah, they announced that the only characters appearing in the story will be Eggman, the Deadly Six, Sonic the Hedgehog, Tails, Knuckles, the Echidna, and Amy. So they're just going back to the old classic cast, which I think is better, since Sonic Generations had a huge cast of characters that did absolutely nothing at the end.
Yeah, they just cheered them on. It's like, hey, Sonic, we're here for you. And then, like, classic Sonic and modern Sonic turned super, and everyone's just, like, cheering and giving you annoying advice like Omo Chow does. And Vector's like, homing shot, you know. Or is that homing missile?
I'm so glad they didn't say that in the 3DS version.
Yeah.
So, Amy is no longer useless in the story. And, honestly, if you kind of think about it, I don't really think she played any significant role in Sonic Unleashed. She's just there. She doesn't play any role to the story except saying she wants to become a professor.
Well, it's kind of been like that since after the GameCube games, but, well, I don't really mind the, like, you know, how they're making the cast a little small as in the main cast. I mean, that's how it's kind of supposed to be. With all the side characters, sometimes they'll have a starring part, but they gotta use the side characters effectively, not just make them just there for the sake of a bigger cast. They gotta use them, like, as if every character were important in some way.
And that's where Sonic Adventure 2 comes in. Everybody ties into the story.
But, except for the people in the background, like the humans, like, oh.
So, since Amy is using Tails' translator in the trailer, Tails is now helping. You play as a little remote control thing, and from the trailer, Sonic and Tails have dialogue in the levels, which is new and better. And, but I'm wondering if, it's set dialogue, like, the trailer was just showing us some of the stuff that's set around the levels, because sometimes in, Sonic Heroes and Sonic 06, they would say stuff that would, apply to the, like, the environment and stuff.
But Sonic Heroes mainly comes to mind, because that's what we've played.
I'm just wondering if it's repeating stuff, like, they just randomly say these phrases or something, catchphrases and stuff that has nothing to do almost nothing to do with what's going on. Because that would get really annoying really easy.
Like how in Sonic Heroes not too annoying, because, I mean, you don't stand there for too long in Sonic Heroes. But if you just stand there in Sonic Heroes, they'll just repeat random stuff over and over again. Like, Ruth saying something about she hasn't seen the president lately, and then she ends up saying that over and over again when I play the game for some reason.
Yeah, but at least the dialogue's better in the cutscenes, but the cutscenes aren't much better. You know, the cutscenes since Sonic, like, Unleashed or Colors or whatever.
Well, Unleashed wasn't so bad. It wasn't as bad,
the quality, you know, the graphic quality, it's been, like, it doesn't look like, you know, you've seen in some movies, like, animated movies, where they have the development, they show how it was developed, and they show the 3D models of the characters walking along or whatever. They kind of have stiff, awkward movements, since it's not, the movie isn't fully fleshed out. You know, yeah, that's kind of what this looks like. The scenes, you barely see their mouth moving at all. You just see their head bobbing up and down, and their arms making, like,
random movements.
Yeah, exaggerated random movements up and around. Like, Eggman, he clenches his fist and does a victory fist when Sonic beats him up or whatever.
Yeah, there's got to be more stuff going on in the scene, not just characters, like, walking around or stepping a bit, moving their mouths, sound coming out of their mouths, and then flailing their arms around. That's all that's basically going on. They need to put a little more action in it, and I think they may need to step it up a little in the story writing for the cutscenes. Because, I mean, if you just keep seeing them talk and go, like, blah, 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 arm movement, it's going to get tiring for a while, and people are easily going to get bored, and there are lots of people out there nowadays with a short attention span.
Yeah, the scenes now are really goofy. I mean,
sound effects goofy.
Sonic Unleashed, Chip. Yeah. I mean, so not going to, like, horribly knock Chip or whatever, but I just don't like him.
Really. Chip made no sense in the game to me, because, I mean, it's like the typical backstory of a character where it's like, oh, this character is important for some reason, and they, like, had some sort of memory loss when they met whatever character. I mean, it's like, and with Chip's story, it's just like, he has this memory loss, Sonic calls him Chip, and then Chip just kind of hangs around Sonic most of the time, kind of slightly helping him, not really that much. And then at the very end, all of a sudden, he's actually Light Gaia. Gaia, whatever you want to call him, but, you know, that was like a mythical god, but wasn't Gaia actually female?
I have no idea. But starting with Sonic Colors, they had Sonic, with his new voice actor, they turned Sonic into a goofy, lame jester who is always overconfident, is never serious, and likes to talk about beating up Eggman's lair or whatever.
Oh, character development. That makes me think, because, you know, with that, that makes Sonic appear flat, as well as a lot of the other characters, all of them.
Tails is too serious.
Yeah, it's like, they all just have one trait, because, you know, when you write a good story, like, in any story writing, like in a book, for example, you gotta have the characters more dynamic and more fleshed out. I mean, and you know, like how in the Sonic Adventure games, how the characters, they had, like, they have more personality, and they seemed more deep, and each character had something important going on, and some of them, like, even learned stuff from the adventure, you know? I mean, when you write an actual story, there's, you know, the beginning, the setting stuff, stuff that goes on.
Now,
there's the climax, you know? I mean...
This is excluding Mario stories.
But,
not hitting Mario because he's supposed to be, like, light. But Sonic games were usually a little more serious than Mario games because you have Sonic running, then he's going to be running from something, like, exciting. Tails, what happened to little 8-year-old boy genius? I mean, he's an 8-year-old kid. He's not supposed to be acting like some logical professor, serious guy. Like, I can't find the word for it, but, like, he's a little too logical, serious, too, he doesn't smile. He talks about, how he didn't like the seafood and Sonic Colors or whatever, trying to make lame jokes here and there, and Sonic is worse, because he is horribly overconfident.
Like, Tails is sarcastic, and Sonic's over-sarcastic in their jokes and phrases and stuff, but, there's, I mean, Tails, he used to be, like, a kid. His mindset was more of that of a kid. And he wasn't really intelligent, but he was still kid-like in his attitude, because he's still a kid. He's not an adult or anything. And I guess since Tails
Neither
travels...
Neither is Sonic.
I guess since Tails travels and stuff with Sonic and goes on adventures, I mean, he probably learns to be a little more confident. But that doesn't really explain why Tails is so extremely straight, because it just doesn't fit, like, how... It doesn't fit his character design and age and his character overall.
Yeah, Sonic shows no emotion other than joy, overconfidentness, or when he's asking a question. And nobody took anything seriously in Sonic Colors and, other than that other scene.
It's as if you're stuck in a situation where, the Three Stooges are, like, the Three Stooges, like, are into some, like, they get stuck in some place, and then Mo ends up almost destroying the world, and...
What?
I don't know. That's just what comes to mind.
Wait, are you saying Eggman is Mo?
No, he's actually
Sonic
nothing,
Sonic is Curly, and Tails is Larry.
Actually, he's nothing... Actually, I think Tails is a little more like Mo in the newer games, but, you know what, maybe Eggman's a little more like, well, whatever he's like. It's like the Three Stooges. They get stuck in this, like, foreign place. It's like, in Sonic Lost World, here's what I think. The Three Stooges get stuck in some place, like, some special place, and then one of them decides to take over these powerful creatures in the place. Maybe even destroy the world or create a whole, like, new place or something, you know, like how Eggman makes Eggman Land. Just, like, seems too much like the Three Stooges in a way. Except less slapstick humor.
Well, I sort of half got that, okay. Mo has a weird haircut, Eggman has no hair.
Well, I'm not talking about appearance, I'm talking about personality, but I think Tails fits a little more like Mo in the newer games, but...
Well, I didn't really get that explanation. Anyway.
Sorry, so, no sense.
Hopefully, Sonic Lost World the story actually looks more exciting because the scenes look a little more climatic. And, they're gonna add Knuckles in there, and you know Knuckles always makes the world a better place. So, and, the gameplay looks very promising, even though, I wish you could maybe turn the camera a little bit, and I kind of like the 3DS version since the camera is not zoomed out so much. The graphics are, well, it's going for a more cartoony style. I was kind of hoping a really detailed HD game, but that's okay.
Well, yeah, well, when you think about it, the Sonic characters are cartoony in design, so I guess the style kind of fits them. Just don't go over cartoony when it comes to, like, you know, how the stories used to go. We're running out of time here, so...
Yeah. Okay, we're running out of time for this episode. So, Sonic Lost World is going to be released October 29th, and that's the third time I've said it in this episode. I feel accomplished. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com. And if you're not a member, please sign up for our forum community at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. At our website, you can read our blog as well as access our amazing, awesomely podcast. Our theme music is Presenterator by Kevin MacLeod, courtesy of Incompetech.com. And would you like to say anything? Would you like to say
anything? Closing remarks?
Yes.
Well, I can say, see you later, I guess, until next show.
Okay, please take those words of wisdom from my sister, and until next time, stay in the game.